Welcome to Mix and Always, episode 76. Today's December 9th, 2014. I'm Marcus.
I'm Jesse.
And Jesse is... Wait, should I remember what this day is? Is this one of those days?
No, that was a couple days ago.
That was the 6th?
Or like the 4th? The 7th.
The 7th. Oh, fuck me. Well, something happened on the 9th, I think, though.
No.
Yeah, I think someone died. Like someone got.
Oh, you're right. Wait, who died last year on this day?
Was it last year? I was thinking something older, but someone else died like on the 9th?
No. I just saw like a tweet yesterday about it or something. Oh, John Lennon was yesterday.
God damn it. Okay, well, yeah, whatever.
But Pearl Harbor was the 7th, and also the ending of the 49ers season was yesterday. The 49ers are completely done. It's over. It's finished.
Jesse, the season ended like last week.
Oh, it's...
No,
there was like life. Like there was... Boop, boop, just faint beeps, you know? And someone just came in with an axe and die.
No, I'm pretty sure like the NFL's on strike. I think the season was just like shortened to like last week. There's not even going to be a Super Bowl this year. It's really strange, you know. It's not starting back up again until preseason next year, but you know, I mean, whatever. It's okay, NFL. That's cool, I guess. I didn't need to watch any football or anything anyways. It's all cool.
Yeah.
So
I hear Kaepernick is fighting in the locker rooms.
He needs to be blacker. I'm telling you, Jesse. He needs to make a decision. Either you're all Jew or you're all black. This like half in this pole and half in that pole. It's not working.
You know, he can't read defenses. Like you just look. It's so bad.
What do you mean he can't read defenses? He just says, "Hey, I'm gonna pass it to that guy." Oh, he's not open. I'm passing it though.
Exactly. He can't read it. He can't read coverage, and he doesn't know when he has a clean pocket, like when the blocking is good. He doesn't know, and he just runs in nowhere, in no direction. And honestly, Marcus, I don't know what happened. I liked Kaepernick. I thought he was a good quarterback, and he regressed so much this year. It's incredible.
I know what happened.
Get that
Gave
money.
Him money.
Get that money.
You put him in commercials, and it was just like, oh no, there he goes.
I don't know what happened. This guy brought you to 2 NFC championships, brought you to the Super Bowl, blah, blah, blah. Ah, man.
Now he's brought us to ruin. Thanks, Kaepernick.
Harbaugh's gone. That dude's gone, man. Michigan. Hey. Going to Michigan. Or Oakland. One or the other.
Wait, what's in Michigan?
Michigan, the university job. College job.
Oh, we're not talking about the Lions?
No. University of Michigan. He's going there. Bet.
Well, Jesse?
Either way, he's not coaching the Niners next year.
I guess not. It was a good season. It ended really abruptly. But what can I say?
I was dead wrong about the Seahawks too, by the way. Sorry.
Oh, they're back?
Yeah, they're back. Way back. Oof.
Yeah.
They look crazy.
Yeah, what's up? Yeah, and you complaining about the Steelers, and then they come back at the end of the game to save the day.
Honestly, Marcus, I don't know how
close.
He scored points. I don't
that
know.
That was close.
I don't know how he scored points. Like, one minute, they just look terrible, and the next minute, we have 42 points on the board. I'm just like, where did this come from? They score points in, like, crazy speed. It's insane. They're the most bipolar team in the NFL. It's infuriating.
Easy
and
the trap.
This week, we got the Falcons, and I don't know, because, you know, the Falcons did play well yesterday.
No,
I don't
good.
Know if that's a good sign for the Steelers, because they play well against good teams. But they're 5-8, so I don't know. And then the week after that, they got the Chiefs. The Chiefs have yet to score a touchdown with one of their wide receivers. They have yet to throw a pass to a wide receiver for a touchdown. If they don't do it this week, bet money that happens to the Steelers. I bet this is going to happen. And then they close out the season against the Bengals again, and against the team that we just beat down. So I don't know. I don't know how this season will play out.
Right.
But don't follow my Twitter feed.
I do follow it. You're the most bipolar motherfucker I've ever met. I hate this team. I'm gonna kill them. I love you. Oh God, I told y'all. Remember when I told y'all? I told y'all.
Hey,
fuck you, Jesse.
Don't hate the player. I hate the game.
No, but it's you. It's like, oh, no, football's great. Like, fights are breaking out because Supermaning that hoe was like a thing.
Oh, Cam Newton. And he just got in a car accident today.
Yeah, karma, huh?
I guess. That's what you want to call it. I don't think that's how karma works.
I think that's exactly how karma works.
I don't know, man. I think he got his when he got it, like he got run up on when he did the Superman. I think that's how karma works. I don't think karma works like 2 days after.
No, that was a reaction. That wasn't karma. Those are two different things.
I don't know.
Yeah. Maybe he should just do it in a non-distinct direction, not all up in someone's face.
I love it. I love taunting. I do it all the time. People would hate me.
Yeah, you'd be dead.
Manziel's gonna he's gonna play this week and he's gonna do the money sign. I can't wait.
Is he also on the Redskins?
He's on the Browns.
Oh.
Yeah.
But he'd have to like score, right? Doesn't he not do
he
that?
has to score. That's his thing when he scores.
But I thought he didn't score anymore.
Well, he's playing this week. This is his first start.
Yeah, but who says he's gonna score? That's the important part.
I think he will. I think he's gonna be good.
Who are they playing?
They're playing the Bengals,
who
we just beat.
I don't know who that Ocho Cinco is. He still there?
Yeah, no, he's not there anymore.
Oh.
He's on Twitter taking away your girl.
Oh, Mr. Studio Girl. Then
yeah,
let someone
he's Mr.
else.
Studio. Yeah, that's him. No, that's him. He took that title.
Okay.
Oh, speaking of Mr. Studio Girl, apparently he was involved with trying to steal someone's girl, and this escalated quickly. Marcus, gotta tell you, Floyd Mayweather was FaceTiming with someone with his friend. Friend was all bent out of shape because his girl was cheating on him with Trey Songz, I guess. He ended up killing the girl on FaceTime and himself.
Oh, fuck me.
With Floyd watching.
That went in a dark direction really
That
quickly, Jesse.
escalated quickly. I'm
Yeah.
saying, Trey Songz was involved.
Boy, that really got out of hand.
Yeah.
Oh, man. That, well, fuck, dude. See? Look, this is where people should be pointing to you, like, this is why we need to stop these songs, you guys. Look at this. Crazy motherfuckers are going crazy because all these girls are just saying, like, yeah, like I'm just gonna fuck this dude. I was just thinking about that. I was listening to the radio on the way to work today, and it like half of the songs were just like telling the listener, you ain't shit, I'm fucking your bitch. Like the
Yeah,
whole time. And I'm like,
that's
wait,
rappers.
when did this happen though? Like
That's rappers nowadays.
it used to be them talking about, yeah, how great they were, but now they're attacking the listeners too, saying,
Yeah,
no,
I'm
now
take
she's
your
mine.
girl.
Yeah. What?
Katie's mine now.
Yeah.
Nah, and then Drake got punched or slapped in the face by Puff, Diddy,
That's
Club.
what I hear. I want to hear some more on that story
I
before
believe it all. I believe it all.
Puffy Puff, like, he sucks at rapping, so I don't
Yeah,
understand.
he sucks at rapping, but he doesn't suck at life, so.
Guess not. I mean, if Biggie never died, he wouldn't be where he is.
I think greater than what he is. I don't
You think
know.
so?
It's a good argument.
I don't think he would have gotten anything. He got a lot. He got a sympathy fuck from the world.
True, true. But he
Yeah.
capitalized on that. He did. Took that sympathy fuck and just took it to the cleaners.
Yeah.
I'm saying.
No, yeah, I mean, more and more power to him, but I don't know. Just didn't feel like he earned it.
They opened the door for him. He just went in. I'm sorry. That's what he did. He just took everything. That's what happens. Whatever. But enough of all those shenanigans. The affair. I have only one thing to do, and that's be the way that I am, and then sink back into the came back on
ocean.
this week, like a little
Yeah,
Thanksgiving. I
why
have
did they
only
take
one
a
thing to
break
do.
again?
I don't know, it was Thanksgiving, so I guess they were like, I don't know, we'll watch our show, so why not?
But like Walking Dead's like, oh, we're finishing up on Thanksgiving.
Oh no,
Maybe
I
that's
think
why
so.
they're just saying, oh, we'll just wait for Walking Dead to end, and then maybe people will watch us.
Maybe.
Yeah.
But we're back, and they kind of speeded time, like 4 months, yeah.
Was it only
And
4 months? I was very confused on the time gap.
I think they said 4 months.
Okay.
Yeah, and I think in Noah's like therapy with his wife, he's like, I've been trying for 4 months. I think that's what he said. Speaking of which, so yeah, there's maybe time in 4 months, and you know what, Marcus? I didn't like how they opened up with the Romeo and Juliet thing. Like, hey, this is how Noah feels about his little thing with Allison and Romeo and Juliet. It just mean, I don't know. I didn't like that.
Right.
So kind of cliche there.
Yeah, I dude, I was confused that he was like teaching a class. I completely forgotten, like, oh, that's right. Like
Teacher.
he actually does stuff. Yeah, I always thought like, oh, he's just pretending to write a book, like not actually doing anything. But no, yeah, that's right. He's a teacher. And yeah, I don't know. After Breaking Bad, I just sort of feel like all these other teaching moments just pale in comparison.
Yeah.
Sorry, The Affair. You thought you were free from that. Nope. You had to make him a teacher. Fucked up.
Yeah. So yeah, no, I mean him and his wife they're working on the relationship, and it looks like they're doing well at it until he gives her a gift or sticking through it. She denies that gift. And I mean I get what she I get the point, but I blurted out when I'm watching it, it's like, well, maybe that's why he cheated on you. You ever think of
Oh.
that? You ever think of that? Maybe you should have accepted it and just went on with your day, maybe? I don't know.
You know what? Maybe. Now hear me out here, Jesse. Maybe he should just be allowed to cheat. Maybe that's just his game. It's like, hey, we're a great married couple. We got to take care of these kids. Like, oh, we're good on that, but you
But
sort of
man, when
suck.
yeah,
You sort of suck.
so I gotta go out and get some. It
Yeah,
gets
someone who won't
worse.
like be a shithead to me.
It gets worse. Like they're at therapy, and then like they're just discussing, and then she just puts it all on the table that the reason why she chose him because he was safe, and
yeah. Oh,
she thought
he
she's gonna
won't
have this
cheat on me.
perfect life. Yeah, like she's gonna have a perfect life, and she told him that I could have anyone, but I chose you. And then at that point, I had to press pause. I was like, wait a minute, no, time out. No, you chose him because you thought you could control him. You thought he, like you, for your words, like he was never gonna get out of order. He was never gonna step out of line.
Yeah.
Now he's not, and you don't like that. That's the whole thing right here. And whose fault is that? Only you. You know?
I mean, yeah, no, definitely. Like, it's like, all right, she's very, very much not blameless in this. It's like, yeah, he's the whole catalyst for it. He did the shitty thing. Like, he did do the shitty thing, but it's also not like, oh, this didn't come from nowhere. Like, she sucks. She super sucks.
Yeah, man, like, she... And he even tells me, I'm like, I'm tired of trying to live up to your standards. Like, I've been trying for 4 months to make this right. I fucked up. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, didn't she pull that card if, like, you don't have the right to say anything? Right? Like, on something completely unrelated?
Yeah.
And it was just like, hold up. Like, you can't just bring that up for everything.
Right, and this is the thing, Marcus. If I always say this, like, if you cheat and you get caught, just say you're out. Get out. And you know what's going to happen? Oh, you're not going to work hard for us? No, I am, but I'm not going to put up with this shit. With you bringing it out all the time and making me feel like shit, I'm not doing it. I'm out.
Right, right. Yeah. I mean, if she brought it up if she brought it up, you know, like he was like staring at another waitress or something, fair, right? Completely fair. But like for bullshit, no.
And like, and you know what she's going to do? Oh, no, stop. No, I need you. You think she's going to bring it up again? I don't think so, but she does. Just say you're out. I'm out. But and then, but you know what? If she doesn't and she's like, all right, fine, you're out, whatever. You gotta take the L. You guys be like, move on, man. You don't want to go through all that. No, God, no. It's awful. And then, okay, so his wife has her dad has his like whole like lifetime achievement award that everyone has to go to, but she has to stay home for her bulimic daughter to try to work her through that. And Noah's like, well, I'll go. Fine, I'll go because no one's going. I'll go. But she's kind of apprehensive to it because it's back where he had the affair at, and he's gonna be right by himself.
Yep.
So, yeah, she has a, you know, she's kind of nervous about that, but he's like, I'll do it.
Because he was trying to, like, no, I'm like, I'm not going to, like, that seems like a bad idea, but she's like, oh, no, go, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So he goes, and then, this is where, and then he sees her, and I'm like, no, Noah, no, fuck these hoes, your wife, the girl, no, just get drunk, get drunk for the night, go home, jerk off to some porn, call the night. Would have solved everything, but no, they talk a little bit, and then he sees her talking on the phone, and she's crying and stuff, and her mom, her grandma had a heart attack. He takes her to the hospital. He offers to take her to the hospital. She wants him to come inside. He goes inside, and so her grandma's on the bed, and you know, she helps her through the whole process of her grandma dying. Like, she dies and everything. He tells her what to say and all, blah, blah, blah. He's there for her.
Mm-hmm.
Takes her to the lighthouse, and that's how it ends for him. And we go to Allison's side, and there's a lot of, like, there's the same thing with her grandma dying, him having to take her there, but there's a lot of differences, a lot of dramatic things happening there. But before all that, like, again, you got Allison and her dude, and they're working out things, you know. They look like they're doing well until, like, I think it's either, like, the house problems or her finding out her grandma is dying, and then her mom's really involved with it and everything.
Yeah.
And she's venting to Cole, and Cole's like, well, what do you want to do? She goes, I don't want to do that. Well, don't do it. That was that, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I think it wasn't that Cole didn't care. I think it just brings up too much memories for him, and he doesn't want to talk about it,
mm-hmm.
You know?
And one thing to note, she's still not pregnant yet, apparently.
Yeah, so I guess it wasn't. Well, I don't know. I was like, well, I guess that isn't.
Oh, he's not from the summer anyways.
Yeah, it's not from the summer.
Yeah.
So, and then, like, she goes caters at the Lifetime Achievement Award thing, and she sees Noah, and then in her story, Noah is more pressing to her than she is in his story.
Oh, real quick, a quick backpedal to Noah's story. Did it seem like for a second there that he was going to walk in on his wife getting fucked?
When?
When he walked back, like, to house, and we hear, like, the noises, and I thought that's what he was going to walk in on when it just turned out to be, like, his father-in-law, like, with his, like, fucked up knees and stuff.
Oh. I guess.
There was something about the rhythm of that, and like I just heard like a high like grunting and stuff. I was like, wait a second, hold up, like what's going on here? Especially when like they had hinted at it a few episodes back of just like he kissed his friend. So they keep sort of making a point pointing that out to us. I was just like, huh.
Yeah.
Let's see. Oh no, I guess not. No, it was just a sort of like a sad scene. It's like, aw.
Oh, and then,
poor jerk.
But yeah, I guess because her dad had an affair, and then Noah starts taking, like, little advice from him, you know? Like, that's the last person you want to take advice from. Stop that. No. And he's like, do you still think of her? He's like, every day. That's not the green light for you there, Noah. Don't take that as a green light.
Are you sure? Because, like, I heard that is, yeah, just fuck. Like, that's what Noah's thinking. It's more like he heard it, and then instead of actually talking about it to hear what the real advice might have been, or what the real connection there might have been between him and the father-in-law, he just said, no, shut up. And then, like, let me go find her, though. Like, what are you doing, Noah?
Stop
like,
it.
I keep forgetting, the worst cheaters. Like, they're the worst. They're like, the most bad at this thing ever.
Terrible at it. So, like, back to Alice and everything she's doing with her grandma. She's at the party now, and Noah's a little more pressing. And he tells her, you look so beautiful, blah, blah, blah. And, he takes her to the hospital. Again, he takes her to the hospital, but this time she doesn't ask for him to come in. But he just comes in anyway. Dealing with her mom and whether to pull the plug or not. But in Noah's side, she's not even plugged up. She's dying. But on her part, they have her hooked up to a machine, and it's whether they want to pull the plug on her or not.
Yeah.
But another similar thing is that Noah helps her through the process again. And this is where I'm like, this is why Allison cheated on her dude. Because that dude's never there. Who's there? Noah's there. Where's Cole at? Dealing with the house. But Noah's there. You know? Like, you can't.
Yeah. You can I mean, on some there, level, man. I get that, but it also feels very much like they live in like this world, or at least she, in her side of the story, she's living in this world where she doesn't have any real responsibilities. Like, true. She doesn't understand that there's responsibilities that need to be taken care of, and like she never has to fucking deal with that, like, ever. And so it's like, yeah, like, she's very selfish with their stuff, and Noah's been very selfish in certain areas too. It's hard to argue it like that for this particular part of the story, where it's like, well, no, he's going to support the father-in-law and stuff like that, and he's been working and stuff like that. But before, they just shirk the responsibilities, and they're like, oh, like, this is what I've been needing, like, emotionally, and here I got it. But it's like, well, but life, there's like more to life than that. You can't expect someone to just drop everything just for that, the way this other person has.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying that, like, it just happens that Noah's always there for her. It's weird.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I can see that.
Sucks for you.
Why do you think there's that discrepancy, though, between.
I don't know. The like, support it's really that weird that. Like, what do you mean, discrepancy? Like, the whole between her on life support and Noah's story, she's not? Or what?
Yeah, yeah. Like that, and just the way they come about, like, meeting there. Really, like, those whole circumstances around that, where the end result is almost the same. Like, I think the timing is off of you know, between the two stories. Like, they don't line up exactly right. But it's essentially the same idea for both. But yet there's key changes that here don't really play too much of a role in as much as like, oh, I'm trying to like make myself look better by not being as culpable in this, or, you know, or the other thing. And so this one more than ever just made me feel like, okay, so what, those differences have to mean something here, where before they were much easier to discern, like, oh, okay, this happened this way because Noah's trying to paint it in this light. I don't get it here, though.
Yeah. For Allison, I believe her part of it more, because, I mean, that's her grandma. Why would she even twist that, you know?
It helps her play up the vulnerable role, though.
I guess. But I really think her mom, her grandma was on life support. I really think her mom was there fucking shit up. I don't know if Noah's a lot more pressing than she's saying. I don't know. I don't buy that. I don't think Noah was always like, you look so beautiful, blah, 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 you know?
Yeah.
I don't think he was doing that. But I just think that Noah was still there for her. But her mom is fucked up too. Like, she's begging Allison to pull the plug. And then when she does, like, well, are you going to be here for the funeral? No, I'm going to go. Like, you're fucked up.
Yeah.
I want to fight you.
My work here is done. Like, what?
Yeah, you pulled the plug, so.
This is on you. Like, no, it's not. No, it's not.
You're an awful person. An awful person. I really wanted her to say more there. I mean, I know she didn't like, she was just going to waste her breath, but really wanted to cuss her out.
And it's weird. I feel like a lot happened in this episode that, like, okay, earlier in the season, I don't even remember the episode numbers now. Maybe it was, might have been like episode 5 or something. Also 2 and 3. That could have been cut down. And I think more meat could have been given to, like, this particular part of the story.
Yeah.
Just because it felt like, boom, this happened, and then, oh, dude, and then, like, the grandma's, like, dying, like, boom, right away, and they just, it almost felt, like, too convenient that they happened to have to be in essentially the same spot again in order for the rest of this to play out the way it has.
Really,
and
wish...
I felt like if, all what's right. up?
Sorry, go on.
I was just saying, I just felt like if they gave more time to it, they could have made it feel a little more organic and a little more fleshed out. Like the conflict with the mom almost felt like, yeah, we brought her up earlier, and like here's a little bit of here. It's like, oh, she sucks, right? Like, yeah, she sucks. Okay, she's gone. And it almost felt a little too rushed in that regard.
Really wish they never like dealt with the drug dealing, because that kind of steered me off the show. And
Was it even in this episode?
no, I'm just saying, like, it's
Yeah.
just like I really wish they didn't bring it up. I really wish they would have
Well,
thought of something
that's
different.
what I'm saying. Like, if it's not in this episode, then like, what real significance was it? Because
You
I
know,
mean,
because now,
I'm sure there, it has to be important, but it's still
because now it looks like that the dude who dies has nothing to do with what
with
happened
that.
there. Yeah, it looks like it has to deal with this affair, but it looks like it has nothing to do with what is it? The drug dealing and all that, and
Drugs.
the beef between the redhead guy and them. Doesn't look like nothing. I thought that was going to be, but no, it's not.
Well, maybe the drugs are going to be a scapegoat for like, oh, it was because drugs, but like we know it wasn't.
Yes. But it ends with, like, no one taking to her house, and then he's like, "I love you," and she goes, "I love you too." She gets out of the car. They're the worst. They're the worst. Like, stop it.
Well,
Stop.
interspersed through all of this is our detective doing his
Oh
detective
yeah,
work.
on Noah's side, he's at his book signing, book reading thing, and
Which I
he's
thought
like,
was corny, like on from my point of view, it's like, wait, really? Oh, now he just suddenly got like successful with his latest book.
and then there's like a lot of details about what happened with that guy, and then on the other side is Allison at the funeral for the guy who died, Scott. So there's that, and like I said, that now it's looking like, yeah, that death does have to do with them,
Right,
like.
I can see that.
Yeah, because I know you don't watch the previews, but I do, and
Oh,
yeah,
Jesse,
that's what it's
please.
twisting out to be.
Jesse,
I'm gonna say fuck
Jesse.
them a lot in the next two episodes. I'm just like, fuck them, fuck you. You guys are awful, awful people. Just
We'll
really, it's
see.
really that simple, Noah. You get drunk, turn on some Pornhub, call it a day, call it a night. That's it.
Pornhub, Jesse, step up your
Put in some
game.
X videos, some Elephant Tube. They have a whole category, all these kind of categories that you need for that night.
Anything you want, even the dark stuff. Like what? Like
Just
dead people.
right
Like
there, it's there.
what? You don't have to go
Horses.
killing people to get it. Yeah, horses. You know how much you love horses, you sick fuck. Like,
It's
oh, yeah, okay.
insane. So just if I was Noah's friend, that's all I would do. Just rub it out, man. Come on, stop it.
No,
Stop.
his wife will still interrupt him somehow, or his kids will still interrupt him
True,
somehow.
but I'm just like, no, that night when he went to the whole event thing, he should just went home and just rubbed
Oh,
it
I
out.
see.
Yeah,
There, but there.
because he doesn't think, I don't think he like is out of sight, out of mind when he's not there, but when he sees her, it's a wrap. It's a wrap for him.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. I didn't really see it so much as oh no, he's just like crazy horny right now. To me, it's just more
No, I love
like
this girl. He genuinely loves
yeah,
her. I get
yeah.
it.
Oh no. Oh no. Like that his whole premise of the story he told the dude like I have to kill her. Like if I don't kill her, it's just gonna ruin my life. It's like I believe it now. Like it's the way this motherfucker acts.
My mind's telling me no,
But
but
my
my
dick.
body
I mean my body.
tell me
Yeah.
yes. But yeah, that's pretty much it. But I don't
Yeah,
know.
let me ask you something about the affair, Jesse. First part, one season show?
It got renewed.
Did it though, but is it going to be with the same cast? Like, do you think it should be with the same cast or should it be
No,
like
it
an
shouldn't. It
anthology?
should not. It should not. Like, it should. I don't know how. I just don't know how it's gonna be. I imagine them that they. I expect Showtime to make it to the same characters, same everything.
Because that's what they do, they ruin
Yeah.
things. Yeah.
Yeah, so, but I mean, honestly, like, no, they
It
shouldn't. And
shouldn't be. It doesn't make
it shouldn't even be
sense.
more than one season anyway. Like, bump it, like, whatever.
Yeah, I think the title of the show is so nondescript that it's fine to be an anthology series with multiple seasons because I mean affairs can do like there's a lot of material to mine from an affair because it's such a broad spectrum of things. But yeah, I mean generally from like this specific story idea, it's for me it's done. It being renewed for another season makes me worried about this season. Like, are they going to try leaving it open-ended? Not
If
giving
they
me
do,
answers.
then we know that everyone's coming back. I feel like it should have been an anthology series, but at the same time, just like if they didn't renew it and it was just one season, I would have been happy with that. Like, all right, cool.
Yeah,
But
no, definitely. That's what I was saying. It's like, I mean, I would have been fine with it. Like, okay, the affair, and it's done. And it's like, okay, cool. That was a nice little thing y'all tried.
and then
But
them
I'm
having
fine
one
with that.
season isn't like an indictment or like indication of how bad they are. They're not. It's not a bad show,
No, you just have a you have a story to tell, and you told it. Well, and that's perfectly okay to just leave it at that. You don't need to like, oh, but like in the last chapter, we changed something so that maybe we can tell you another story.
It's exactly the same thing
That,
what happened to Homeland.
yeah. Yeah, I can see that. Although the first half of season two was pretty sweet, or not the
I
first
hear
half, it was like the
Homeland is
first.
pumping up right now. Like,
It
it's
was the
pretty
first
good.
two episodes. Is it really? Dude, I watched like 20 minutes of the premiere, and I was just like, she was driving in a car for like at least a quarter of that. It was ridiculous. I was pissed.
I've heard that yeah, the first couple of episodes are pretty bad, but the last four maybe? I don't know how many episodes are in, but just those two, the first two are like terrible, but they've been picking up for the past couple
But
episodes.
people say the same stuff about like, oh, Sons of Anarchy, that here at the end, it's been
Oh, but
pretty
that's
good.
just
It's like,
because
but it's
it's like gore porn or whatever. Like they finally did what they were supposed to do a couple seasons ago. You know? So I mean, that's like, no, like, I'm not doing that. Like, giving them a little high five for that, no. And they're ending today. pretty sure Jack's dead.
Hey, Jesse, please. Spoilers.
Spoilers.
Everybody cares about this show. Everybody.
Oh, Brody's not even in the show anymore? Cool. Homeland?
Oh, yeah. Spoilers, everybody, for Homeland. Yeah, they finally killed him.
Nice. And Claire's, I hear she's still the worst, but.
Oh, Jesse, I was honestly thinking, like, oh, maybe I should watch Homeland now. But after you just said that, I was like, oh, never mind. Yeah, Carrie Matheson. Fucker, dude. Oh, I'm super crazy, but I'm always right. Like,
Like, how do they
that
have
doesn't
her as
work,
a
show.
CIA? Oh, I don't understand why they have a CIA. Little CIA joke there.
This is some bullshit, dude. This is some bullshit. But anyways, I think that's it for The Affair. Let's move on to New Girl.
Who's that
The
girl? Oh, wait, that's not the theme song anymore.
No, it's the worst intro, and I will never stop harping on this intro. This photoshopped bullshit intro looks like a 90s BET sitcom. It sucks.
Yeah, it does. I agree.
Oh my God. And the title of this episode,
Girl
it's
fight.
about to be a girl fight. Like, fuck off, show. If this show didn't have the characters it has, it would be a piece of shit. It would be garbage. They're out of ideas, Jesse. They're done.
No. Did you not
They're
like this
done.
episode? You're
I
done with this
liked it.
show?
I liked it in spite of the episode, in spite of the premise. It just felt like, oh my God, I don't know how they could get any more generic with their like sitcom premises at this point.
I made up that mind a long time ago. You gotta just accept it. You just gotta go with it now. They're the friends
No.
now. They're in friend zone.
Oh,
That's
no,
who they are.
Nick and
Sorry.
Jess forever.
Nick has a new cute Asian girl, and I love it.
I guess she's still
That's
she's
the
too much like Nick.
only thing I liked about this episode was the whole Nick and then
The
Winston
trans
saying,
granddaughter?
yeah, and Winston saying that she's a bum, and Nick trying to figure out she is or not. The
Yeah.
whole thing was so funny. The other thing, the main story with Jess and Cece was meh. Could have been funnier, but meh.
I don't know. I liked Coach's bits about like
Yeah.
I have sisters. I have three sisters, and I thought that was great. I thought Schmidt like fucking shit up with
Was
the
funny,
fight
but
was
it's just
great.
Cece
Yeah,
and Jess wasn't that good. Like, that was
I thought that was fine too. Like the little emoticons in their text to each other.
I like
Like
the
they're just saying
whole
random emoticons that don't mean anything, but
like the whole
like they were
climax of
getting
their
pissed.
argument, like that mess was pretty funny. Them just
That's the
staring at
part I
each other
didn't
crying.
like.
That part is funny.
It's weird. That's the part I didn't like. The fight at the end was not.
Oh, well, after that, when they all fought,
Oh,
like, yeah, that's
after
not
that.
pretty funny. I'm just saying the whole them just bringing up old shit is so funny.
See that. I can definitely see that.
No, man, like, yeah. And then Nick finding out that she wasn't a bum and that she was actually pretty rich and she paid him to hang out with her. Like, she's cute, man, and I like it. And, like, where it's going. You're not a fan, but I like the sitcom shit.
I'm okay with her. Let me ask you this, Jesse. She's like me, right? She's one of them mixed breeds,
She's
right?
full blown
Think she's full
Asian.
blown?
I want to say
She's a super American?
Viennese or something like that.
Oh, I see. I thought she was a mixed
Viet
breed,
Cong.
but yeah. But she was cute. I'll give her that.
Like her.
I'll give her that. Yeah, no, that's
That's nice.
fine. But I don't care. I want her gone. And I want Nick and Jess back together,
They
show.
are Ross and Rachel style. Bet.
How long does it take? I don't want to wait like till the eighth season for anything
It
good to
happens
happen.
in between, remember? It was a break. That shit. Oh no, you don't watch Friends.
No, but like this thing quickly addresses it. Like Jess is fine with it because she's weird. So it's like, oh, it's gonna be a non-issue from that side of things.
No, I don't think they were coming back. We're coming back to it. That money. But
Not till the season finale, Jesse.
I'm buying that
That's the
stock. Buying it. Buying it
buy it
early.
buy it now. It's lower
Buying
than ever.
it early. I'm gonna sell it when it gets high. There it goes.
Yeah. So is LA Xmas going to be a reference to British boy going back home for the holidays and like just jumping on a plane with him?
Yeah, probably. It has to do with
Fuck
the
me.
airport. I
Yeah.
think Nick's gonna have like a big old conniption about it.
I don't think I okay, you know what? Maybe he will, but he won't do anything about it. Not this time. We'll see. We'll see. It's already happened actually. So once we get around to watching it, we'll find out. But yeah, no, that's the thing though. I generally enjoyed this episode. I laughed enough where it's like I felt okay watching this. I didn't feel like, oh, now I'm just watching it for nothing. It's like, no, it's still funny, still entertaining. But yeah. Okay. So that's it for New Girl, right?
Yeah, it is.
All right, cool. So let's move on to The
Legend of
Legend of Korra.
Korra.
Now Jesse's watched the past two episodes, correct?
Got the
Well,
Fire Lord involved?
yeah. Well, sort of. She was like, "We don't want to like attack anyone. We remember what happened last time. People got super pissed about it. Like, we're just gonna. Well, we'll help out if you guys get attacked, but like, we'll have no part in attacking the Earth Empire." Which is sort of strange because it feels like, well, she's already declared herself like their Earth Emperor. Like, that feels like a pretty aggressive move to begin with. But whatever, like I said, I'm still anticipating an attack on the Fire Nation at some point. Although now it seems like they're just gonna attack Republic City, but we'll see.
And Korra fucking up everywhere, kind of.
Was she though? See,
She can't get the. Well, I'm putting two episodes combined. Can we do that?
okay.
Save some time,
Yeah.
guys.
Okay, sure, fine.
She can't get the Spirit Nation to agree to help her out.
Yeah. She goes to the spirits and they're like, "No, fuck you." Oh, thanks, spirits. Like. And like one dude says it, and then the rest of the spirits are like, "Yep, you're right. Fuck her." And so she doesn't know where to go. What does she do, Jesse? What can she do?
She could try to I don't know. I have no theories of what she could do.
Yeah. But let's back up a bit here. How did she get into the spirit world?
I'm trying to remember.
It's our boy.
It's our boy.
It's Zaheer. She goes to visit
Oh yeah,
Zaheer.
that's right. That's right.
Yeah.
Correctamundo.
Which was pretty great for me. I thought that was a real great exchange that they had.
Yeah.
Cause all right. Let's again, once again, put a little put the pump the brakes here, Jesse. This I don't care what anyone says. This has to be. It completely has to be a metaphor for rape. Like it has to be at this point. There is no other way of like describing that. Cause she even says like, "You ruined me." Like that's a thing.
Yeah, you know what? You're right. All of it. Yes, it is.
Like fuck this show,
Yeah,
but
and that's why
like,
she's having post. Yeah, it's all making sense now.
so the PTSD stuff comes in. It's
Yeah,
like I was the
her.
avatar, everyone, and now they think I can't do anything. And like that's the whole lot of overprotective
Tripping.
stuff from people around rape victims. Like it's a thing.
Yeah.
Oh, and some people just straight up say, "Oh no, I mean it's just PTSD." It's like no, it's not. It's
No, it's
more than
not,
that.
man.
It's
That
more than
whole
that.
conversation, nah, you're right.
Yeah, and that's the. Probably my only problem with it, like, yeah, there is that one part where like she goes in there, she's you know, she's like, "Oh, you know, I need to make sure you were here and you were locked up and like you have no power over me. I'm not afraid of you." And Zaheer knows that Korra's lying there because you can just sort of hear it in her voice. And it's like, "No, you're still afraid." And he does that little like, "Ooh, I'm coming for you," like lunge at her. And sure enough, yep, she's pretty terrified. And he did it not as a like, "Oh, like ha ha ha," avatar, but more of just trying to. Make it come across to her, and that's the only part. Like, it's this interaction with her assaulter, essentially, that it sort of falls off the rails as far as that metaphor goes. Because you're not gonna have the abuser like turn do this 180 that Zaheer ends up doing. That's the only other part. That's like, okay, I understand why Zaheer does it, and I understand. As far as Korra's sort of desperation to get into the spirit world, but it's still like, she still wouldn't really accept the help from him. But I mean, I do like the stuff around it. Just that, like, okay, she goes to confront him, thinking, all right, as soon as she does that, she'll be fine. Like, just when she thought, as soon as I see him locked up, I'll be fine. And like he mentions, that's not the key. It's like, it's yeah, he did it, but he's not the problem anymore. Like, it was on her end, and like the whole thing of like she's trying to. Resists like every time she goes to go try to go into the spirit world or tries to do fight or really anything at this point it seems you know she's always pretty much reliving those memories and she's always resisting every time it gets close you know either she loses touch with reality or she just straight up like has essentially panic attacks as a result and I, you know that here's the point where it's very much stuff that I'm not very educated on beyond that but I like the whole idea of like no you have to. you have to sort of like relive it. You have to go through that. You know, you can't change it. There's nothing to change here. This is stuff that's already happened. And it's stuff that Toph essentially said, in very much not so many words, where she's saying the past is the past. You have to, you know, you have to, pretty much you have to let that go. And you have to just move on from that, like accept that that is what has happened to you. And yes, you're right. You're not the same person you were then. You know, you are someone different, but that doesn't mean it's, you know, that you're not you.
Let that hurt go, Ma.
Yes, Jesse, let that hurt go, Ma. In a very reductionist mentality, yes, let that hurt go, Ma. But I don't know, I really dug that. And I think like the whole, her, that transition to the spirit world, like that whole little bit was mm-hmm. very well done. The music complemented the visuals, which were pretty awesome in that Always. Scene. Great, yeah. It was really sweet. And yeah, and then that's when it sort of sucks, though. Yeah, it's just against their, this, when the spirits are like, nah, fuck it. Like, no. Like, oh, great. We did all this for what? Turned down for what? Oh, I guess we did get the, what's her name back? What's the Avatar spirit's name? Do you remember?
God, I'm looking at it right now.
It's not Batu. It's the other thing.
Rava.
It's Rava.
Rava.
Yeah.
So what do you think? How's Korra going to do this, pull this off?
Avatar state.
It's the only way. By herself.
Pretty much, like, I think that's the point of her, of them trying to unlock her Avatar state and trying to get her over these, like, you can't fight, you can't do anything without being attached. It's like, no, she's going to have to get over that. And maybe she won't, like they mentioned, she won't tackle it the same way. Maybe she won't even have the same level of skill, but she needs to get past that in order to actually do something about it. And, I mean, the spirits are going to have to come into play and help them out. Like, that's probably going to happen. Now, how that'll happen, are they going to bring back, what's his name? Uncle Iroh to sort of help things out? Or are they going to go and, like, is Iroh going to go talk to Zuko and say, like, yo, the spirits want to help, but, like, this is as much as we can do. We can tell you that, like, you need to help now. You guys need to do some shit. And we'll see how that goes. But that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know if it all falls on Korra. And I like your idea, last episode, of Korra dies. She pretty much has to die at this point. Because otherwise, I don't see why it's the legend of Korra. Like, what exactly? Like, I understood it in season 2, where it was, oh, crap. Like, she brought the normal world and the spirit world together again. But I feel like it still needs to mean something at the end of the day, at the end of the series as well.
Sacrifices her life like Goku.
Yeah, except Korra can't come back. Well, I guess she can in the next Avatar. But yeah, who knows? But that actually brings us to the next episode, because all that was very much that other one. The next one is Operation Beifong, mm-hmm. which is mainly we gotta go bust Sue out of jail.
Yeah,
and like right away, Toph appears and I'm like, okay, yeah, I'll help. And dude, Lin and Toph, they got some issues, man.
Yeah, they do.
And it's understandable, I would say.
Yeah, it is. I can't remember much of this episode, Marcus.
Ah, Jesse. In fact, this is the one you should remember the most, because the action scene later on was the hypest shit. It was so good. But okay, so the issues with Lin and Toph, like one of them, outside of Toph just being pretty much a horrible mom, not being the affectionate individual that Lin sort of needed, she also like kept the identity of Lin's father from her, like didn't let him be in her life at all. And she only reveals who he was, like, when Bolin asks in this episode. Like, that was Lin hearing it for the first time, too. And it was so casual for Toph to just lay that knowledge on Bolin when, like, all of her life, she wouldn't tell Lin who he was. And, dude, that's pretty fucked up. That's a fucked up thing to do to a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if she calls him a nice man, then why can't he be a part of, like, his daughter's life? Why, again, is he being kept away from the kid? I don't know.
I
do not know. But so, you know, whatever. There's some conflict there. They go and rescue the mom from like that prison that's like hanging over. I want to say it was hanging over lava. Not sure if it was hanging over lava, but pretty much. They do their whole little save the day stuff. The turns out Sue's husband, sort of a pussy, Jesse. Sort of a pussy. Like, I'm not sure why she married him at the end of the day.
Not sure why either, like, honestly.
Yeah, yeah. Did you see that little emo kid they made too? Like, really? Good
oh,
job.
Yeah. Yeah, the little emo kid. Yeah.
The artistic kid. Yeah. Yeah. Fucking
reminds me of Wedding Crashers.
Oh yeah. Yeah, because I don't even think he's a bender either. So he's just as useless as the dad, I think. I'm pretty sure. But
Why don't you play some football? Such a pretty one for me, Dad.
at least this kid didn't try to like
Raid somebody.
go to town on Bolin or something. But yeah, so we essentially get it at the end of the episode of. I think I want to say it was two pronged because we have Zuli showing that yeah she was just lying before that like she was just pretending to cross over to Kuvira's side just so she could sort of sabotage the spirit weapon, and it was like okay I could have waited for this to be in like the finale, but it's fine here, it's okay. And then they have to save the day because Zuli's put in the test site. And then, what's her name? Airbender kid goes over to try to help her out, and that's when the brother's like, "No, you can't do this." Trying to get Kuvira to like stop the test, but like he's not doing anything well. Luckily, they get attacked, and like the laser goes off a little bit and fucks up that mountain behind them. And it's like, "Oh shit!" And then a huge fight busts out, and then that's like it's a bunch of cool earthbending, like a lot of cool earthbending, and like they're the twins are doing some cool shit where like they're like earthbending together to fight the dudes, and it was super cool. But the best part of this fight, Jesse, the best part, and you gotta remember this, Jesse, you have to, Suyin and Kuvira's fight.
Oh, yeah, I always remember Kuvira's shit. Her
Yeah.
fights are awesome.
Yeah, dude, like when they're like on the weapon platform
Man.
and you know they're fighting with the metal, like the metal poles and stuff, and then at one point freaking Sue grabs like the metal from the weapon thing, uses it to block a bunch of like projectiles being shot at her, and then she fucking turns it into armor and
Yeah,
like
insane.
metal bends over. It's like what? It was so
Not
cool.
fair. It's not fair.
Oh, Jesse, I want a metal bend so bad.
I want a lava bit. I don't know.
Lava bending is OP, Jesse. That it's cheating. It's pretty much like if Bolin really wanted
You know,
to
you're
help,
right.
it would be
Metal's pretty
done.
awesome. Metal bin's pretty awesome.
I mean, it's all great. I was just finally like, yes, finally, a really badass like bending scene, action scene for the season. And I don't know, man, it was pretty worth it. I was pretty glad. And like when I go back and watch action scenes from the series, this will be definitely be one of the ones I will revisit down the line.
Still didn't
And
beat
what's up?
Zaheer's and Avatar's fight. Man, that fight was
Oh,
amazing.
and that finale, that crazy Dragon Ball Z looking
Yeah,
fight.
shit was insane.
Yeah, like her. What was she using? Like boost, like fire bending to boost her legs and stuff when she's flying around with chains on,
Yep.
fighting like just slicing through mountains.
Insane.
Yeah, that was it was great, dude. But hey, we're not at the finale. We don't know what's coming.
Oh, that
I think
fight's
we
gonna be
got three
crazy.
ep.
Kavira and Korra's gonna be crazy.
It's, yeah, it's gonna be good, dude. It's gonna be good. We got three episodes left.
Yeah.
We got one this week and then the finale the week after. It's just
Gonna be
an hour
bad.
finale.
Gonna be sad.
Yeah,
I'm gonna go back and
so
watch the
hope
last Airbender this one.
do it like there. Like I said, it doesn't look as pretty, and honestly, at the end of the day, the action isn't as good as like season three Korra. Like it's not that good, but there's a lot of good fights in there. You'll need to power through most of that first season. It isn't till later on where it's like, oh shit, no, yeah, this isn't a kid's show after all. And they like a lot of the martial arts stuff is definitely more prominent in Last Airbender than it has been in Korra. But yeah, so that's been Legend of Korra. The last two episodes, I'm very glad that they came out. I felt like both of them were like, all right, boom, here's a great emotional episode, and then boom, here's a great action episode, and it's got me pumped up again for as we close out the season. But yeah, did you want to talk about was there like a new Gotham or something you wanted to?
Gotham ended with Gordon going to the Arkham Asylum. That was cool. That's pretty much all I'm going to tell you.
Okay.
Everything else was pretty whack. What else? Grace Point sucks. It's the worst show to come out this year. That's what I should say. I want to say it's the worst show on television, but it's the worst show to come out this year.
Jesse,
It's the worst show this year.
but there's been worse shows.
No, it's the worst show. You can't convince me otherwise. Watch it. It's the worst show.
Watch the other shows that you don't watch that have come out. Like
I need a list.
watch
Give
them.
me something.
I
I feel
can't.
like don't say Asian Digital because I feel like I'd appreciate that one more than I do was
Oh, are
fucking
we just
Grace Point.
so not shows that premiere, just shows that are that like had new seasons this year that
Yeah.
were worse? Girls. Oh, look at that, I win.
No, I think Grace Point's worse.
No way.
Dude, it's
no
terrible.
way.
It is terrible.
Fuck
it's
off.
It's so bad
no
to the
way.
point that Netflix actually put on Broadchurch this month.
They had it up before.
No, no, they didn't.
Yeah.
I think they know that Grace Point sucks. Like, hey, you guys should watch this instead. This show's bad. Bad.
I don't think it is.
Bad.
American Horror Story.
I heard that's pretty bad this year.
I need to get around to watching it again. There's Survivor.
Survivor? What do you mean Survivor?
Survivor's still in the air.
Like, no, not reality shows. Come on. That's cheap. Come on.
Oh, that doesn't count. No. Oh, okay. All right, then. Well, fine. Just cripple me, why don't you?
I could have easily said Real Housewives or something. No, stop.
There's Constantine.
I heard this is good.
Really?
I heard The Flash is awesome. I need to watch The Flash.
I do hear, like, The Flash is a fun show to watch. I hear it's not great, but it's fun. I don't know, Jesse. Gotham.
Gotham's better than Grace Point. And then it ended up being better. And a lot of these critics are saying that, like, before, when the show started, they were saying, like, oh, yeah, it's pretty good, but it's, like, you know, Broadchurch is way better, blah, blah, blah. And I thought that was unfair, because, like, who's watching Broadchurch, you know? How, like, there's not a lot of people watching that. What's take Broadchurch out of it? Is it still a good show? Now I'm just saying, like, it's a bad show. It's just bad all around.
Oh, Family Guy.
I have to watch Family Guy. I mean, it's bad now, but...
Well, you can't go back and watch reruns and be like, oh,
it's
fine.
It will give me a laugh on Sunday, maybe, if I watched it. I don't know. I think you gotta watch these last few episodes to understand where... It's a detective show. They're trying to find out who killed this kid, and we have no idea at all. As an audience, not as, like, in the plot of the story, as an audience, we have no idea who killed this kid. And then they're not even pumping it up to, like, a big grand finale. It's just infuriating at this point. The detectives are dumb. Scott is dumb. The whole plot is dumb. The fact that they keep on throwing in these people, like, as far as, like, who could have killed this kid is dumb. They only have 10 episodes to work with, so, I mean, come on. Like, stop. Just be smart. They wasted Michael Pena. They wasted Nick Nolte. Killed him off early. Man, this show's terrible. Fuck this show. But...
Jesse, what? Hold on. Hold on. I two things. One, I think you need to watch The Killing. I really want to hear your thoughts comparing the two. I really think you need to see that. Yeah. Okay.
That show's terrible. This is probably the worst show I've ever watched.
Oh my. Okay, Jesse. Jesse, calm down. You have seen Sons of Anarchy.
I think Sons of Anarchy had some better moments.
Okay, Jesse. Okay. Sure. Yeah. Sure. No, I think you're just a little angry right now. I think you need
if you put me on an island and say, Jesse, you have two choices, Sons of Anarchy or Grace Point to watch for the rest of your life, go in Sons.
Oh yeah, well, because, like, ridiculous shit will happen in that. No, I'm there with you. I'm just not saying. Oh. Here's a ace in the hole. Glee.
Glee?
That came out this year. It's still on the air.
Oh, got me there. It's one. Okay, can I say one of the worst shows? Fine.
Yeah, okay.
It's one of your worst shows.
That's fair. You can say
it's
that.
It's easily number two at one of the worst shows. It's really in the top of the line as one of the worst shows.
Did you hear about the How I Met Your Mother finale?
It's really one of the worst shows out there, man.
what about The Following?
Following is better than this show.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Even season two?
Yes.
Oh, God.
Man, is it way better.
All right, well.
I can't
remember. Low Winter Sun.
Oh, man. I want to watch that show because the only reason why I didn't ever watch this is because, like, 5 minutes in, you're just like, this isn't Breaking Bad. You're just coming off a high of Breaking Bad. You're just like, you're watching greatness, and then you come to this, and you're like, Breaking Bad ruined me for TV for years, or for, like, months. Like, I couldn't watch Boardwalk at one point. I just couldn't do it. I just, like, no. Mm-hmm.
Now, you know what? You got lucky that True Detective came along. It might have been longer. You might have had to wait till Hannibal or something.
It really did. I was like, I can't watch any more shows. What is this?
Yeah. In fact, if House of Cards came on before True Detective, it would have been even worse for that show. Like, it got ridiculous, but it would have been worse. It'd been like, are you fucking kidding me with this?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Would have been awful.
Oh, man.
I wouldn't even be psyched or interested in season 3. Like, when I'm like, yeah, season 3, here we go.
Yeah. And yet, luckily, because it came out a little later, I am excited for it, Jesse.
But I've been listening, not watching, a show, a podcast called Serial.
Mixed Noise. No.
This is not like a promoting another podcast or whatever, but it's, I guess it is, but, it's just
Serial. It's just like
S-E-R-I-L. IAF,
Oh,
sorry.
so like serialized
Serial
like
killer, yeah.
television and stuff. Yeah.
It's about this lady who is told about a case about what happened in 1998, where this guy is convicted of murdering his girlfriend. But the people who email this lady are saying, no, he didn't do it. You had to take a look at this case. I mean, the only reason why they do email her is because she covered the defense attorney of that kid who ended up being disbarred because she was like taking money on the side or whatever for better cases or whatnot, you know.
Wait. Sorry, rewind. Is this fiction, nonfiction? What
It's
is?
for real. Like you could
It's
Google
for real.
it and you could see the people are doing now they're doing studies on it like trying to figure out who this guy is. It's true, he's there. He's in prison right now, blah blah blah. But yeah, in high school he was convicted of killing this girl. So she's pretty much breaking down the whole case for us. Like she's every episode we just go through like testimonies, like you know, interrogation recordings, breaking down the kid's his side of the story and breaking down everyone else's side of the story, picking holes at each side, figuring out did this guy kill his girlfriend or did he not? And the whole thing with people were saying like, you know, he killed her, killed his girlfriend because she broke up with him and he was a Muslim and that really like he went that one he was going against his beliefs in the first place by dating her and then for her just to end the relationship really devastated him. So months later he ended up killing her. Because I don't, like she was leading him on during those months and blah blah blah, like planning that they would get back together. But they broke up and off and on throughout their whole relationship. So who knows? It's just that you. It's really interesting how this podcast played. Like you, when people were talking about it, because I see a lot of it on my Twitter, and I'm just like, I'm not really to get into that. And, like hearing a story like that, but the way they're just telling the story, it's crazy how interested I am to figure out if this kid's guilty right now. I'm kind of leaning that he might be, but it's just weird that like there's this key witness that has very like that's convenient that you know that, you know, like that's really convenient that you knew that or about his story, you know, about and this really sucks for this guy, for the kid too, because they're saying that this girl died at a certain time, 2:30. The guy who's convicted says he was in the library at that time. But there's a witness saying that he drove him like everywhere during like 2 to 2:30. Like he was there, he showed him the body, he showed him where he buried it and everything. That's what he's saying. And we're asking, the guy's name is Anand, we're asking Anand, like, yo, between 2 and 2:30, what were you doing? He says he doesn't know. But all he knows is for at 2:30, he was in the library. But he says between that time, after school or whatever, he can't tell you. And no one can, because no one saw him.
But that's not a huge gap in time.
It's not. But it's where it happened. It's where he saw the girl, where he saw his girlfriend. It's where he saw, where he met up with her, and it's where he killed her, buried the body by 2:30. I'm rounding. It could be like 2:40 or something like that. But yeah,
I don't know,
there's.
man. Like, I don't know if I could dig a hole
I don't know either.
in
Like,
40 minutes, much less do all the rest of that.
I'm just like, where the fuck are you? And the fucking security's face or his case is not good. It's not strong. It's really built on this one key witness. It's really built on cell phone records. And it's just like you could kind of pick apart all of it, but it's the fact that Adnan is not giving you shit to think otherwise. You know what I mean? Like
Right.
he thinks he knows every. He remembers everything, a lot of things, but when it comes to that part, he can't remember. It's weird.
Was he drunk?
I don't know. He smoked a lot of weed. That's all I
Oh,
know.
there you go. That plays a role.
But the show, I mean, I think you would like it. It's already 10 episodes in. I think they're about to end about 2 episodes. Like they put it out every Thursday.
How long are the shows?
It varies from the first show is like 50 minutes, and then it goes like for the next couple episodes like 30, and then recently for the episode I'm on, which is episode 8, it's been 40 minutes, and it's been 40 minutes ever since then.
So let me ask, as far as the format of it, is it essentially like the shows you watch on TV in audio form, or is it more like dramatic, like reenactments peppered throughout it as
No, it's
well?
like a document. It's like you're following. It's like a documentary, kind of. You picture yourself following, watching this girl talk to friends, talk to witnesses, talk to defense attorneys, defense or judges, whatever. She talks to Anand. We have the recording of Anand and asking him questions and stuff. And we have the interrogation recordings. We listen to that dude Jay, the witness, saying that he, you know, saw the body, the car, and stuff.
Right.
So
Huh. Okay.
that's why
Well,
it
that's
gets you interested because it's all like authentic, like it's there.
okay. You want me to tell you how it ends?
Really?
No.
So I don't think it's ending, or I don't
Has
think it
ended
has
though.
ended. It
No,
hasn't.
I mean not your reenactment, but it's a real story. So you want me to tell you how that real story ends?
Did he do it? Yeah.
Yeah, he did it. No,
don't know
dude,
how.
I don't know. I don't, it, you know, if I was still in that phase where like, oh yeah, every one of these sort of stories, like I know them all. Like it was like Law and Order every day. That sort of just all the time watching stuff over and over again. Yeah, I probably would have been able to say, but yeah, no, it sounds interesting. I'll definitely check it out.
I think he did it, honestly.
You think so?
I think in the end it's going to be an ending with him doing it. But I just think that witness is sketchy, but I just think in the end he did it. But it's weird.
Do you think he'll ever admit it?
I don't know. I think that's what we're going to find out. Because, and it's funny, she, at one point of the episode, is pretty much picking holes at his story. Like, you know, this is the things that don't look good for you, dude. Like, you disappearing at this time, you making this phone call at this exact time, doing all these things, and you can't account for it. So, what's going on? You know, and he gets kind of like offended by it when she asks him. He stays silent for a good 2, 3 seconds, dead silence, and then he just goes like, I don't know, man. I don't know.
Are we sure it's not gonna turn into like, okay, I was blowing some dude for like that half hour. Like, yeah, that's what I'm about.
Right,
Sorry.
imagine. I don't know, maybe. And if he didn't do it, then I don't know. It's gonna be crazy. It's gonna be a crazy ending.
Okay. Well, like I said, I will check that out. I'll add it to my list of podcasts. The only bad thing is that with the podcast I have right now, I'm like a month and a half behind on everything. So it's got it'll be a little far back in the queue. I'll probably catch up to it during December or whatever. But yeah, I'll definitely check it out. I think that brings us to movies. Is that correct?
Nightcrawler,
Nightcrawler
Jake
and
Gyllenhaal.
man. I'm not sure why it's called
Because
Nightcrawler.
he calls the knights. They even say
No,
it.
I get why. Like, oh, okay, that's why it's called, but like, come on, guys. You know what Nightcrawler is. Don't fuck with me like this. You could have come out with a
There's no
different title.
X-Men, nothing going on.
Yeah, there's nothing like that going on. Not even a wink or a nod. Just fuck you.
There. Critics are just jerking themselves off to this movie, man.
I'm jerking myself off to this movie.
I wasn't really blown away by the whole thing.
Okay, well, let's give just a quick synopsis. What is this movie about, Jesse?
It's about this kid, or I don't want to say kid, this guy, who
This man.
is pretty much like just looking away to make a name for himself, right? And he comes across like an accident, and he sees some people filming it, and he's like, man, what do you guys do for that? Like, how do you guys make money off of that? And pretty much gives him a brief whatever. It doesn't give him too much, but Jake Gyllenhaal's character just gets really interested into it, and he takes off on that. All he does is goes around and film in accidents for news stations and film like murder scenes or just all kinds of shit, right? But it ends up with him manipulating scenes to get that perfect shot, you know, like dragging bodies to a certain place. What else? Withholding evidence, blah blah blah. Yeah. So it
I
just.
feel like this wasn't mentioned enough, but he is one crazy fuck.
I tell you what, I mean, honestly, Jake Gyllenhaal killed it. Like, he
Give him an
murdered
Oscar.
this. God, just
I
give
would
it
be
to him
okay if he got
already.
an Oscar. It's his.
Just give it to him already. Like,
Also, I never want to meet him in like a dark alley anywhere.
he already lo he lost weight for it. I mean, come on. You guys love that shit. Just give him the Oscar already. He's awesome in this.
He got like extra anime eyes like
Yeah.
implanted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was
You
awesome.
know what? You know what his character reminded me of in a bit, like definitely not too much, but just sort of in his mannerisms. Remind me of the guy from American Beauty. Like this is him grown up later. He
Yeah.
sort of found out that, oh wait, like you can't just be creepy all the time and like you'll succeed in life that way. You actually have to put in some effort. And so he turned shit around by like, okay, I'm gonna like super follow everything. Like I'm still not great socially, but like I'm very smart and I know how to tackle things. And I like that. Like I like the ambition that this character showed and like he employs that ambition. Like he was hardworking in what he did, you know, always trying to learn new things, learn new tricks of the trade, as well as of course as it becomes more apparent later on, learning like the people around him, just essentially like looking at them and like, all right, now I know how to like manipulate you.
Yeah,
Great.
and he takes every conversation like it's a job interview or just an opportunity. Like,
Yeah.
and I'm pretty upset they never had any, like, call me crazy or call me, I don't know. Just, I'm pretty upset we never got any sex scenes between him and the Casta lady.
Yeah, they would reference it and I'd be like, "Wait, hold up." Like I'd even scroll back a little bit on the movie like, "Wait, did I miss it?" Like what? They just reference it and it's like,
Yeah,
"Huh."
I just.
I I think it's better.
Yeah,
It's better
I
in your
get it.
imagination,
I
Jesse.
get
It's
it.
better
I
that
understand, but I really wanted it.
way. Jesse, please, don't
Come
be
on. I
sick.
just really wanted it. Come on. Just give
I don't
me
know,
the
man.
goods.
It would have been weird.
Give
Would
me
have
the
been really
goods. Give
weird.
me the goods.
Oh, she's like 60, Jesse.
I don't know. But I mean, like, the whole, like, we already told you guys what the story or the movie's about, but it's just, that's pretty much it. It's just this guy's come up and him, what happens on the way there, and things get out of control. There's a scene there where, like, there's like a speed chase. That scene was insane. But
Yeah.
after that, it just ends.
Essentially, yeah. And yet, but like I said, so yeah, it does, and it's very much it. You know, it's not the rise and fall. It's just here's the rise. Here's the rise of this guy, and I could
There's
easily
no
see Nightcrawler
consequence.
too.
Yeah, there's no.
It
I
could
could see
easily
that. Yeah, I
happen.
could do that. I get that. There's no
Like
consequences
it.
or anything, and I get like, I like that when movies do that, when they don't really have a consequence for the main character. Just go with it. Like Limitless didn't have a consequence. He just went with it.
I think that it. I think this movie did have consequences. It's the thing is, I'm pretty sure. And actually, you know what? No, I was about to say, I'm pretty sure, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I think the con and consequence is the negative. I was going to say, I thought consequences can be both positive and negative. Like, it just means that there are some effects of the action,
I
and like,
guess.
it does affect the person who actually does the action. You know, typically protagonist, but just in general, the character.
Nothing really
And
bad happened to him, is what I'm saying.
not, yeah, not, not, did anything bad happen
Nothing.
to him?
No, he didn't go to jail. He has a team
Mm-mm.
now, and
Yeah.
yeah, I mean he did some awful things too. So,
Yeah. And all right, so pretty soon here we're gonna get into spoilers for the movie. I feel like with this movie, because it is so new, it's not us watching it months later. I feel that it's okay to sort of have a more of a not very spoilery. Like, yeah, we've had some spoilers, but nothing too specific yet.
yeah.
So I think let's wrap up just the general movie talk, and then I do want to get into some more specifics of the movie. I like we mentioned, Gyllenhaal, great performance. I think the story is essentially like, eh, it's very much a character-driven piece, and the story itself around it is almost inconsequential. And it's just very much about following this guy around, and I like at times like, holy fuck, like what is he gonna do?
Yeah.
And I honestly didn't know a lot of the times, and I think that's great that the movie is able to pull off that sort of tension without any real thing like sort of indicating that they need to. Like there's little hints and bits that sort of keep the tension going later on. Like they sort of feed the fire a bit, they fan those flames, but it never feels cheap, and it never felt like oh, it's just that. It's like no, it was very much like okay, this is a guy who I can't quite peg down completely. At the end of the movie, I feel like you do have a better idea of okay, this is what he is. And that's why I feel like a sequel would have to be more plot driven than character driven because they've established him so well at this point. But we have different opinions, overall opinions of the movie. Mine, I think I said 8 or 9. I the more I think about it, the less the story actually bothered me. So I do say a light 9 is my final.
I give it a very, I originally said a very light 7, but now I'm in like strong 7, meaning 7.9, hitting at 8, very light 8.
Yeah.
It's just
If
Jake Gyllenhaal just carries this movie all the way through. It's amazing.
oh,
He's amazing.
of course, and I, you know, it's weird. Like I, there's a morbid curiosity on my part, that I sort of want to see, like, what would this movie have been like if, with a different, you know, actor, lead actor? It seems like it would have fallen apart.
Really wish Abed was Rick.
I
Really wish it was him.
don't know if I would have been able to take it seriously.
True, took you out of the movie. I get it, but
Yeah.
I still was like, man, I really wish Abed was here.
Isn't Abed going to be in something pretty soon?
I don't know.
He's going to be either in a TV series or he's going to be like a little bit role in a movie somewhere. But, well, you'll see him again soon outside of course, last season of Community. But yeah. So, all right. So let's get into a little more spoilers. So, like, I mean, like we mentioned before, like it is very much about like shock, you know, shock value of the media nowadays, and like how like
Yeah.
oh, we just got to be the most shocking, like to get the viewers and stuff like that. And they do have little bits like little bits and pieces like that. And one of the big like central things that sort of like the culmination of that whole shock thing is them, you know, busting on that scene where the family's like still getting murdered when they show up. And like he's luckily able to hide and stuff, and then he sees them, and he gets the evidence of them leaving. And then like he goes and investigates and takes pictures of everything. Dude just contaminated that crime scene.
I know. That's it
Up and
bothers
down
me
the
so
street.
much. It bothers me. Man, just little things like that. It's like, man, this he just took me out of the movie.
Him speeding through traffic all the time, not even being like really pulled over or anything. Which is like, come on, Alicia, like, fuck, like, I'm afraid to, like, go a little faster to work. And this fool's just, vroom, vroom, red lights mean nothing to me.
I loved
And,
how they revealed the new car you got too, by the way.
yeah, it was pretty sweet.
The shootout scene was insane, Marcus. Like when
In the
they cut up,
restaurant?
yeah, just right before it popped off, the way they just widespanned the whole film, like the whole scene, it was insane.
No, I was a big fan too. Like,
But
I definitely like that. Like, I don't know. Like, when that part was coming, I was like, oh shit, like, shit's gonna go down. At first, I thought he was lying about the gun. Like, oh, I think he has a gun. And then, oh, no, he did have a gun. Like, oh. And the fact that it was able to turn into a car chase, I thought they were just gonna take advantage of,
that
you know, it
scene.
being in that restaurant and that would be it. You know, that'd be the big, like, takedown. But, like, no, that they had to go through that whole car chase was great. And I, during that part, you know, right before then, his assistant dude, he tried shaking him down for like more money, essentially, like hush money, for everything. And I was like, "You're dead." As soon as he went down this road, you're dead. And from then on, I was waiting to see like how is he gonna do it. When he asked him to like to roll down the window, like keep the window rolled down, it's like, "Are you gonna blow his brains out? Is that why you like you don't want it to get on the inside of the car? Like what's going on?" Like I was so nervous from then on out, especially. And it's what I mentioned earlier, as far as like, you know, before it's like, oh, he, you know, he's a creepy fuck. And it's not till he explodes like at the mirror when he like fucked up that one time, when I was like, okay, so he does have some violent tendencies. Because before it's just the implication that he'd go at any time. You know, at the beginning they had him. I don't know if he killed the security guard or
I think he
just, you know,
fought
beat
him.
him up to get the stuff. Yeah, but like there was that implied violence there. We didn't really see anything the result of that. And then we see him attack the mirror. So it's like, okay, he's capable of doing something, but we never really see him explode too much. And I felt like the mirror scene was more to remind us that of that yeah, he's the same dude from the beginning. Doesn't matter where he is in his career. That's sort of a base trait this guy has. So then when that whole thing was going on, it's just sort of like, I don't know, man. That dude, as crazy as he is, he had a lot of patience. Like someone's blackmailing me like that. Like this dumb motherfucker next to me. I don't know, man. And he was like keeping up that facade of like, oh yeah, no, let me hear like your advice. And like when he like criticized the dude, and he'd be like such a prag. I don't even want to call it pragmatic, but essentially that like boss when he was giving him like his evaluation. Like, all right, and now here's where you fucked up. Like I see you're doing good here. Like you're great, great. I see that. Oh, potential, but you're fucking up like right here. But yet he's still so just so calm about it. So like and just really sort of asserting that like you suck and I know you suck and that's okay because you can be better. And I don't know, he was a very charismatic dude, and yet no matter what, he always had a tinge of creepiness throughout
Creepy
it.
Jake Gyllenhaal is my favorite of all of, like, any kind of roles. I like Creepy Gyllenhaal.
Bubble Boy wasn't creepy.
Creepy. He's creepy in that movie.
Yeah, but I don't know, like I feel like I'd be watching even more of a joke movie going back to that, being like, have y'all seen like Nightcrawler? Because Bubble Boy, ha, Bubble Boy. Yeah, I
It's
don't know,
really
man.
weird how
I dug
he
it.
just could just come out of that, like he just gets into that kind of roles, you know, and then plays a different kind of role. He's like Joaquin Phoenix, kind of.
Except better, because he didn't make that stupid. Where am I? Who am
That documentary, but that's not. I
I'm
mean,
still
you're gonna hold
here.
that
I'm
against
still
him.
here. Yeah, yeah. I don't like pretentiousness, dude. Like that's one of my biggest pet peeves. I
He
hate
was even
pretentious
creepy in
people.
Prisoners. He always
Who,
was
Gyllenhaal?
blinking weird.
Oh yeah.
It's funny. He's a funny dude.
Yeah, no, I definitely like it. I you know, like I said, I'd be okay if he got the Oscar, but you know, I am definitely waiting to see the other nominees and
Michael
other, you know,
Keaton's
the.
probably gonna get it for Birdman. We had to see Birdman soon. Everyone
Yeah,
loves
that's
it.
what I want to see too. I was gonna mention that. I heard great things about that, but like that's what I'm saying. Like, there's definitely other movies to watch to check it out. But I feel like if nothing else, he deserves a nomination.
Of course, he's gonna get that. Brad Pitt might even get a nomination for Fury. There hasn't been really that big movies like. Now it's kind of weird.
Yeah. And it's weird, as much as like McConaughey in Interstellar, I don't think it was Oscar worthy. I think he just sold the role really well.
That movie's gonna get nominated for Best Picture, though, for sure.
I mean, it's got effects on lock, if nothing else.
It's gonna get nominated. There's like 10 movies where to get nominated for Best Picture. It's gonna get
Oh, yeah, that's true.
in there.
Well, then he, you know, he. What about best actors? That only five?
Yeah, and I think he might get nominated. I think he will.
You think so?
Nominated. I think it's Michael Keaton's right now to lose.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I mean, like I said, well, we'll see. I could see him being like, okay, yeah, we nominated him because he was like top five of the year, but I don't know. We'll see. I think he'd probably very likely be borderline stuff. Like if he doesn't get nominated, I'd be like, no, I understand because of these performances. But we'll see. It's I'm definitely excited for this movie season we're in right now.
Yeah.
I think if anything, with the TV winding down. While we will go back to other shows, I do think that we could also just sort of supplement the show with more movies that we'll just sort of naturally be watching during the season. So that'll be good. Did you watch any other movies, Jesse? I'm sorry. Actually, did you have anything else to say about Nightcrawler?
No, it was a decent movie. T. Gyllenhaal killed it, and a lot of people will be interested in it.
Yeah, no, I liked it. Liked it a lot. There's some familiar faces. Did you remember? Was it in the newsroom where we saw two dudes?
Ted from fucking Mad Men. He's still being a buster.
Yeah, Ted, and then also wasn't Al Capone's brother there?
I think so.
I think so too. I was like, yeah. It was. I was like, all right. Like, you go, guys. And then there's like, other people in the movie. And it's like, I mean, I guess, sure.
Yeah. Bill Paxton.
There was even a bust-up from the bridge in this movie. I was confused.
It's the bridge, but yeah.
I know you don't. It's canceled, Jesse. It's okay.
Oh, Foxcatcher is coming out soon. Steve Carell and Channing Tatum. That's that role I'm looking for right there.
Is it a serious movie?
Yeah. Very serious movie.
Oh.
Ooh, Whiplash. What's this about? I'm just looking at movies to see where one's coming out soon.
Right, right.
Miles Teller is in there.
I still don't know who that is, Jesse. See the black guy?
The face. From That Awkward Moment?
No. See the black guy?
No. He's the tall guy.
See the black guy?
He's not Zac Efron. He's not the black guy.
See the black guy? No, I don't know.
If you Google him, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I'm sure I would. Oh, you know what? I think we did mention this when we were talking about That Awkward Moment before. I still don't know who the fuck this dude is. But yeah, I've seen him like once or twice, but he hasn't made an impression on me yet.
I like. I got that's some music to talk about. Dudes.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. J. Cole dropped an album recently.
Best album.
Just out of nowhere. Kind of out of nowhere. He just like a month ahead, you know, even as a heads up. He was like, hey, I'm dropping an album next month. And here it is.
Here it is now.
So J. Cole, who I was a big fan of him when he was dropping mixtapes on the blogs, and I thought he was the second coming. Like, I thought he was just the next one up. I thought because he was so relatable. Like, the shit he was talking about was like, man, I've been through that, blah, 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 blah. But his career hasn't just really grown up with me. Like, his first album sucked. You like some of the songs on there, such as Workout, which is...
the best.
As a fan of J. Cole before that album, I was so disinfuriated by it.
It's so good.
Then the next one was Born Sinner, which was kind of an improvement. It kind of reminds you of the mixtapes, but at the same time, it's like, well, he's not growing. Like, his music is not growing. He's still kind of boring. And now, here we are. I keep my head high. I got my wings to carry me. I don't know freedom. I want my dreams to with 2014 Forest Hills Drives is not, you know, like a shout out to 2014. It's just that's his street address, Fayetteville, North Carolina. And you know, before all this dropped, he's been making a lot of like good press, I guess. Like, he showed up at the New York City protests and stuff. One kid was on Twitter saying, hey man, you really need to listen to this album. And then J. Cole was like, well, send me your address, I'll come by and play you the whole album. And he did. I think that's really cool of him. I think he's a great guy. I think if he saw you, if he ran up on him like when he's eating at a diner or something, he would probably talk to you about anything. And that makes his marketability, you know, it's easy for him because everyone loves him, you know, because he's very easy to like, which makes people want to love his music.
But we don't, though. Like,
people can't last hit. Not a lot of people can separate that, though. Not a lot of people can separate, oh, this guy's a good guy, that means I have to like his music. No. I mean, I'm one of those people that's like, yeah, he's cool, he's a good guy, I get it, but his music is pretty boring. And this is the same thing for this album. It's pretty boring. He doesn't rap about anything new. It's the same thing. He's on the come up still. It's just, I can't get into it. There's this one song that I really like, though. It's called Saint Tropes, but but other than that, meh. Out of 10, give it a 5.
A strong 9 out of 10. Great, great.
But let's talk about some nominations.
No, let me take it high. Go low.
The Grammys released their nominations for the Grammys. And then I thought it was going to be worse, honestly. A lot of people were upset about it. They should have been upset last year.
How many did Iggy get? How many did Iggy get?
Got a couple.
No, she did?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck me, dude. I was kidding.
She got Record of the Year nomination.
No, fuck you.
Best New Artist.
Fuck you.
Best Pop Duo Group Performance.
Or that Bang Bang? No, not Bang Bang. The other one.
Fancy.
Black Widow?
Fancy.
Oh.
Best, Best Rap Album nominated?
No, fuck you. Yeah. Fuck you, Jesse. Shut up.
Yeah. But you wouldn't believe who's nominated for Best Rap Album. You wouldn't believe it. I'm gonna go Wiz Khalifa.
Yeah.
Schoolboy Q.
Yeah. You like that one, right?
Yeah. I would have substituted, if they're gonna put Schoolboy Q in there, I would have substituted for Freddie Gibbs. That's just me. But because Schoolboy Q is on a major label, they wouldn't do it.
Well, Schoolboy Q has a small, like, very, very small, like, name recognition. Something Freddie Gibbs doesn't.
Yeah. Eminem, Common, No one. Childish Gambino.
Really? Because the internet?
Amazing.
Childish is gonna win it.
I would, man, if he does,
I'd be okay with that.
I'd be amazed. I would be shocked. My jaw would drop. I would, man, what? He's not. It's either Iggy or Eminem. It's either them.
No, anybody but Iggy or Wiz. Really, really, Jesse, it's the two white people that are gonna get it?
It really is, though. Because you look at the other, it's not even like Eminem's album is better than Wiz Khalifa's, it's better than Common's, it's better than, it's on the same par of Oxymoron because of the internet, and they're just gonna give it to Eminem. It's not gonna be Iggy. Because if Eminem wasn't in this category, if it wasn't even, didn't even drop an album, Iggy would have got it.
No, fuck you, Jesse. No.
Out of that group, yes,
no way.
He would have got it.
No way.
Because it's not even like
Donald Glover's wide enough to get it.
You think? Hey, I got nominated for Best Rap Song, amazingly.
You did?
I.
Oh, great! Congratulations, Jesse.
I got nominated.
I'm glad for you.
Bound 2 got nominated really for Best Rap off. Song, and Bound 2 should win everything.
Fuck that song, man.
It should win.
I hate the Grammy.
It should win everything. It's not even a contest to I, Winning Boys, 0 to 100, Anaconda. That's the best rap song categories. Amazing 0 to 100 is in there. I don't know how because it's not really a single, but yeah, it's there. Bound 2 should get that. But you know what? I have a funny feeling Kendrick might get that one. Out of that group, Kendrick might get that one.
Which is,
if
like
not,
the one time it's undeserved.
Even, exactly. Exactly. If not, then we them boys, because Grammys are funny. They even got Best Rap Performance, which I don't know the difference between rap performance and rap song. Maybe the way they rap in the song. If that's the case, Rap God is getting him for Eminem. Easy. Right?
Like, be a rap God. Rap God. Yeah. He sort of gets it for that.
Yeah.
What about pop? What's in the pop?
Pop album. Where is it? Yeah, is best that a pop vocal album. Coldplay, Ariana Grande, Katy Perry,
fuck you,
Ed Sheeran, and Sam Smith.
Let's do it.
Sam Smith was nominated for like several. Like he got
pop. He should be R&B, right?
Traditionally pop, kind of. I don't want to put him
R&B. Really?
I wouldn't. R&B's too crappy.
But pop.
I wouldn't put it.
He's sweet.
But he's
Adele
pop?
Katy Perry because
she's R&B.
She can get it all.
It's the same thing.
Adele's
Sam
pop. Smith.
Sam Smith's an Adele for guys. That's pretty much. That's what I decided.
I disagree.
Yeah, I mean that's what.
Because his feel more emotion driven, while hers feels more experience driven.
He's nominated for Best New Artist. I don't think I'm looking at all the things that Sam Smith is getting nominated for. Song of the Year. He got Song of the Year, Album of the Year.
For which one though?
And Record
Stay
of the Year.
Stay with Me.
No, he didn't. Yeah, Record of the Year. He got those three big ones. I just don't see them giving it to him. Like Stay with Me is a beautiful song, but Grammys are stupid. They're going to give it to Shake It Off. That's who they're going to give it to. Yes.
No way.
Record of the Year,
Jesse,
Shake It Off, and Song
stop.
Of the Year, Shake It Off. It's going and get it. Sorry.
She can't win both. She can't win both.
All About That Bass got Record
she
of the Year.
She hasn't.
You knew it too, because that's the Call Me Maybe song of this year. Yeah.
Is it really? But Call Me Maybe is for everybody. All About That Bass is just for fat girls.
Album of the Year is the most interesting one.
Like fat girls.
Because it's Pharrell, Sam Smith, Ed Sheeran.
Ooh, Pharrell.
Beyonce. And Beck.
Not for real.
That's where you're going with your heart out of that group. You got to think Grammys. Think how they're going to think. You
I
have
don't have
to
a good looking
eliminate, I
Jesse. Who won
think,
last year?
Daft Punk. You gotta eliminate Pharrell. The Pharrell's not gonna get it. He's definitely not gonna
That's only because Daft Punk won last year. They're like, well, we can't have two good albums in the year
Sam
twice in a
Smith
row.
is a, I don't think he's gonna get it. Ed Sheeran is a very underdog.
No,
It's gonna be
he
between
can't.
Beyonce and Beck.
No, I don't. But
Exactly.
what did
Exactly.
Bex did
Exactly. They always
nothing.
do that.
Bex did
They
nothing, and
always
that's why
do
they'll choose it.
that.
It's
They
like,
will
oh,
give you,
well,
they give you these
no
four
one
big
listened to
albums,
this
and in the
bullshit.
middle of it, they go Beck. Or back in the day, Norah Jones. Or there was this jazz album that won Album of the Year one time that came out of nowhere. Like, no one knew about it.
I don't
And
know.
that.
Didn't wasn't there like an indie group who like
I
Neon
think so.
Trees did
Like,
it one year, didn't they?
they do it all the time when it's not like clear cut. Yeah, this. Like, Daft Punk last year was clear, like, yeah, that they should win it.
Yeah,
It's
I
just
see. I
if
get it.
it's just like a little tie, a little cluttered, they're gonna give it to the random rock album or random genre and then give it to him.
Agree.
It'd be crazy if
I stay
Beyonce
out too
wins it.
late.
I'd lose my mind. And I'm a big Sam Smith fan, I just don't see him winning any of these.
I just don't want Beyoncé to win it. She's had enough.
That's why I wanted to win it, because it's gonna be crazy. No, you gotta stay off
I'm
Twitter
cutting
if
you
she
off,
wins it.
Beyoncé.
You gotta. It's gonna be insane.
Fuck,
Beyonce managed to
wow.
get Best Album of the Year while not even getting any kind of nominations for like record, song, anything like that, you know?
It's
I
bullshit. That's why. It's like, what?
don't know if that means anything, but you know, it's there. I don't know. I'm just really surprised by the like, Childish Gambino surprised the hell out of me. Everything's like it's not as bad as last year. Last year was kind of just it was just a slap in the face, like. I don't know. It was weird. It was a weird night. But this year, everyone was upward about it. But I was like, where were you guys last year? It was way worse last year. But Fancy, compared with, you know, Chandelier, Stay With Me, Shake It Off, All About That Bass, it's just not gonna get shit. Fancy's not gonna get shit. Iggy's not gonna get anything. The only thing she's gonna get is Best New Artist.
She just doesn't even deserve that.
Yeah, give it to
Give
Sam
it to Sam
Smith. Sam Smith
Smith.
deserves Song of the Year. Sam Smith deserves Record of the Year. In my heart, that's what he deserves. But Grammys, no, he's not gonna.
Dude, did you ever see the video for
Yeah, it's crazy.
Money on My Mind? It's in Vegas. I was like,
You ever see the
what?
video for
I didn't even
Latch?
know. Cool.
Awesome.
No. What is it? Is it like a
Just kind
ecstasy trip or something?
my space. Watching all of you. Song.
Is that? Oh, okay. Is that? Let me just quick preview into your best of the
Yeah, of
year.
course.
Is that gonna be
Always.
in there?
It's gonna be a bunch of Sam Smith shit.
Okay. Just checking. All
Chris
right.
Brown got nominated for
Cool.
Best
Oh, I listened to an
Contemporary
album.
Album. Chris Brown got nominated
Oh, who did? What?
for Best
For
Urban
what?
Contemporary,
Oh, he did have an album. I forgot
Best
about
R&B
that.
Song for New Flame, which is the jam, by the way.
Let me ask you something real quick, though. Was that song originally written for Waka Flocka?
Probably.
It seems like there's a part where they could easily change the words to Waka Flocka New Flame.
Maybe.
I'm
But no, man,
pretty.
it's just, I don't know. It's not that bad of a Grammy nomination, I don't think. But especially
Oh,
if
it's the
Childish
worst,
Gambino's in it,
Jesse.
you
It's
know,
the
that's crazy.
worst.
I didn't like that album that much, but that's insane that he got nominated. That's crazy.
That's why I feel like he shouldn't be there. It's just one of those. It's Kendrick for I. It's like, wait, what? But like, he didn't earn it this time. What's
I
going
mean,
on
it's
here?
insane. Like, I think it kind of makes me feel good because now I'm like, oh, well, does that mean they're looking at the blogs now? Like, they're looking at these little artists who are like on the internet, whatever, like because of Kendrick last year, you know, his little upbringing, because he started off from the internet. Him making it was because he's an underdog, you know, like the way that he made it was crazy. And now he's opening the doors for Childish Gambino and Schoolboy Q and all that, you know, insane.
Yeah, I can see that. Jesse, I did listen to an album in the past, I think 2 weeks, but I forgot to bring it up or something. I don't remember. No, I listened to it last week. I listened to Tove Lo. Tove Lo, the chick who sings
Of course it
Habits.
is.
I gotta stay high all the time to keep you off my mind. Ooh. That one? No? Oh, well, fuck you, Jesse. But it got up there on the charts.
I used to take your breath away. I used to make you laugh about anything. I used to be your getaway. Your getaway, your dream. I was everything you needed. You used to
And it's just a, I think it's just a pop album from, I want to say she's British. She sounds British in the other parts of the album. And I don't know, I really dug it. Like, it actually felt like an album, because it felt like there's an actual progression of it. Like, that Habit song, where it's this chick who's, like, trying to get over a breakup by just sort of, like, I'm gonna fucking, like, be on drugs and, like, just get wasted all the time. Throw all my money away just trying to, like, forget about this. That comes near the end of the album, like, after the relationship. And then at the very end, it's sort of like a reset, like, with, like, a new start sort of thing, and sort of starting over. And it's like, oh, okay, so there was some thought put into this pop album, which I appreciate, because, like, the album itself isn't bad. There were a few songs here and there that I, like, peppered throughout it, and I don't know, it was for me, it was just like, okay, cool. Like, I needed some pop in my life. Taylor Swift sort of being a bitch, like, taking off her shit from Spotify. So I was like, okay, well, what is on Spotify? Oh, Tove Lo. Yeah, okay, I'll listen to you instead. Take it, Taylor. Go cry with all your millions of dollars.
She got some money off of that Spotify shit, though.
She got a bit, but it's like, I guess for her, it's like, well, this is chump change. Why? Yeah, I know I have lots of people who just buy my album, but, like, no, Taylor Swift, I am going to just pirate it another way. Don't underestimate me not wanting to pay money.
I listened to that album.
But, yeah. What'd you think?
My blackness is not allowed in this game.
Not feeling it?
It's pretty good. I like Shake It Off.
Yeah, yeah. Let your whiteness explain your feelings. Okay. Yeah. Like we've mentioned, rather, like, it all. I only like the parts that aren't the chorus. Yeah, I'll take that. I'll definitely take that. Any day of the week, I will take that. Yeah.
That's why I'm appreciating Shake It Off more to be there to negate Fancy from getting that board. Because it wasn't. It might get it. You know, it just might. Because it killed the summer. Fancy. It was always playing on the summer. Every girl, every single girl.
But
the YouTube videos, people mocking it, everybody was playing that song.
I guess, Jesse. I don't know. Like, Shake It Off feels very much...
Yeah.
I just like the mood of Shake It Off. Like, it's just a happy mood. And Fancy's just much more like... I you know, anything to, like, not give these girls attitudes? Like, can we please get rid of the attitudes for, like, 5 minutes? Thanks. Thank you, Shake It Off. Like, let's just chill out and have fun.
Clueless.
No, yeah, like, fuck that Clueless bullshit. Yeah, no, it just doesn't make sense. No, like, context.
Well, what?
Iggy's hot, though. Iggy's hot.
Even that's
from behind.
The only thing I like about her might be fake.
And yet you drool over Nicki. Nicki's
face is fake.
She
has pretty hair too. She has pretty hair too.
Is it though? What do you mean she has pretty hair? What does that mean when, like, they change their hair for every, like, scene of a video?
You just see her in SNL?
How does that work?
I tear this shit up. About 2 minutes.
Jesse.
On that note?
Jesse. Alright, Jesse. On that note, I guess, this has been Mixed Noise, episode 76. Peace.